96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Okay, so you spend a lot of time at your job, sometimes as much, if not more, than you do at home. So you have a tendency to get close to your coworkers, right? So why not have some of your coworkers as friends? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Well, Sonia Aline is a workplace etiquette expert and co-author of the book Good Is Not Enough and Other Unwritten Rules for Minority Professionals. She has some strong thoughts about this issue, and I'm sure you do too. Lines are open. Give us a call. What do you think about that? Friends at work, buddies, pals. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Sonia, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you for having me.
Okay, first and foremost, do you have friends?
I do. I have lots of friends.
Yes. But you don't have any friends at work. Is that what you're saying?
Well, can I tell you, when I wrote this post, the couple of friends that I do have at work, I was in danger of losing them. They said, what are you talking about? Like, I thought we were friends.
Right.
So they were quite offended by this post.
Okay. So did you redefine your relationship with these people at work after this, after the book and indeed the Black Enterprise article was written? Because you wrote an article about it also. It said your coworkers are not your friends. Boy, you live on the
right
edge.
And those who are truly my friends, yes, we're good. And for everybody else, it kind of doesn't matter.
I want to talk to you about that piece, too, truly your friends. Why do you say it's not a good idea to have friends at work?
Well, I think that when you, and just to frame it a little, it's important to have relationships at work. Relationships at work are very important. And what I did say in the article as well is that it's very possible that you will develop some great relationships and friendships that will evolve naturally and that you will feel comfortable about. But the reason why I suggest that it's not a good idea to have friends at work is because when you think about how invested you are in relationships that you call friendships, when you're disappointed, it really takes you a long time to recover. And in a work environment, you really don't have that kind of time. When you think about the people who disappoint you in your home life. Your family disappoints you. Your best friend will disappoint you. Your spouses will disappoint you. So you are going to be disappointed at work. And so if you are disappointed at work, you should be able to recover quickly. You should be able to look at a situation and go, oh, okay, I understand that maybe this is how you operate. I understand that this is how you process information. I think I see, you know, what your goals are, and now I need to redirect what I'm doing, and I need to think more strategically. I need to be able to be quick and strategic at work. I can't get bogged down by emotion at work.
Now, define disappointment, because
I'm sorry?
Define disappointment at work.
Disappointment at work is if you are expecting something to happen one way, and it turns out another way, and you find yourself emotionally depleted by that. And so, and that can happen often. You can think that based on a relationship that you have, you can think that you're working in a collaborative effort, and you feel really good because this is a friend, and so you're offering all the strategy or strategic tips, and then you go into a meeting and you learn that she's taken or he's taken all of these ideas and he's presented them as his own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would imagine you'd be a little bit more than disappointed.
Sounds to me like it's easier to have enemies at work than it is to have friends, according to what you're
saying.
Well,
you know, it's the work environment, and so you're going to have a lot of different types of relationships. And so there are people who you may think are your enemies, but even those people, you have to figure out a way to deal with them. And emotion is not the way to deal with them. Because the hard part about being in the work environment is if there's a project, there's an end goal for all of us to accomplish at work. And so nothing really is accomplished, particularly if you're in a professional setting, by a single individual. You rely on people from other departments. You rely on people from other sections of the job. And so even the people who don't like you or the people who you think are your enemies are people that you're going to have to form a relationship with to at least get the task done.
202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about friends at work. Is it a good idea to have friends at work? Is it not a good idea? My guest says relationships, yes. Friendships, no. I don't know. Charlene, calling from Fredericksburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, some of my closest friends. I'm a CNA, or I'm in the nurse's field. And some of my closest friends I met at work, lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think you can have friends from work.
Okay. All right. I'm kind of with Charlene here. I believe that you can. I think that there are some people that I've developed friendships with at work that even after I've left that job, we remain friends. You know, you don't forget birthdays. You do call and support them when they have difficult times in their lives, just like you did when you were working with them. So, you know, Charlene, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Here's a question, Sonia. Mm-hmm. Is this a generational thing as it relates to the way the workplace has changed? Because one could argue that perhaps 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, people held on to jobs for much, much longer. We did not have the transitional workplace. There was no internet. The economy was different. And so as a result, when you had people staying in the same job, whether you worked in a factory or a high rise, that you stayed in the same office or same place for so long with the same people that you couldn't help but develop friendships.
Right. And I do want to clarify that even in the piece, I do say that it is very possible to have friends at work. I have friends at work. I wouldn't say that most of my friends are from work, mm-hmm. but I do have friends at work.
Yeah, but you sound like you're a hard one to get to know at work. You say, oh, look, there's a new lady.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
want to
I
be.
Tread very carefully.
I don't want to be your friend.
That is very true.
Yeah. Okay.
But I would actually argue that 40 years ago, I think that we were actually more formal in the workplace. I mean, I remember where I think that most people were addressing each other as Mr. and Mrs. And addressing people on a first name basis, addressing your boss on a first name basis is kind of very new in terms of if you're looking at generations.
Hmm.
But I think the same things apply over time. I think there will be people that you will trust and like and develop friendships with. There will be people that you thought were friends at work and disappointed you or sabotaged you even. I think that you will have the range, and I think it goes across generation. I mean, what's interesting for even friends who are in school together,
mm-hmm.
and then go into the workplace, sometimes things become very different because it's very different to compete for grades than it is to compete for a position that everybody's vying for.
Yeah, I've got much more to talk about this too. I mean, you just opened up a whole can of worms because, you know, here's the other piece to it. You know, in order to have friends wherever they are, you have to be a friend. Let's talk about that on the other side. Going to take a break. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Talking about friends at work. Good idea, bad idea. Are you worthy of a friendship at work?
Your network.
Meaning of friends, and if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for
welcome back
cool.
To the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about friendships at work. Is it a good idea? Well, Sonia Aileen is a workplace etiquette expert. She's also co-author of the book Good Is Not Enough and Other Unwritten Rules for Minority Professionals. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jackie, calling from Waldorf. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Jackie?
Yes, I wanted to disagree. I've made friends at work. I have friends at work for the last 40 years. They were my friends years ago. They're still my friends. Not everybody at the workplaces can be your friend, but in, say, people that sabotage you, as she was speaking, those aren't friends. Those are relationships or coworkers.
Yeah. Oops, we lost you, Jackie. I'm sorry about that. If you want to give us a call back, please do. Let's go to Mark calling from Virginia. Mark, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
I was just talking about that. I've never really had desire to have close friends at work.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple reasons why. Mainly, never wanted my personal business on the job. That's where I make my money. And I realize if it's really a close friend, they're not going to do that. You know, they're not going to expose all your personal secrets on the job. However, if you ever have a falling out with that friend, that's the worst place you want an enemy or somebody that doesn't like you anymore to be, on your job.
Mm-hmm.
Exposing all your intimate secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I just never wanted that.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark, there you go. And I think that goes to the heart of what Sonia was saying. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. So, Sonia, here's the other piece, and this is what I was talking about before. Mm-hmm. You said you may tread lightly. When you perhaps, started at a new job. But I think the other side of that is certainly there's a difference between being friends and being friendly. But mm-hmm. What if you happen to run into someone on a job that you just genuinely like, that you click, that you bond, and particularly if you're there or, over a period of time, that's a critical piece. Think about that before I let you answer.
Okay.
Because I've got to take a break. I've got to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Pam. We're going to talk to Keith. We're going to talk to Michael. So please do not hang up. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is sitting in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR 96.3 FM. We'll be back with this conversation on Sirius XM. Don't hang up. We'll be back in a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR.